We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. Just wanted to come on here and give a brief recap of what's been going on with the Mavs here lately. Their latest win came tonight, 142-124 over the Detroit Pistons. It was a game the Mavs were expected to win, but, you know, given how things have gone at certain times this season, you know, nothing's a given with this Mavs team. So, you know, we will we'll see how, you know, they can kind of keep the positive momentum going throughout the rest of their schedule throughout the end of the season, because, you know, they looked really good against the Miami Heat a few games ago. I wanted to come on here and recap that one specifically, but, you know, y'all know how it goes. Life be lifing sometimes, and it just wasn't meant to be. So, but I'm here now. We're going to talk a little bit about both of them. First off, you know, the Miami Heat game, the Mavs got off to a slow start, gave up 36 points in that first quarter, but then didn't give up any more than 25 points in each quarter after that. Finally played some good defense and got a much-needed win, a clutch win. Luka and Kyrie were doing their thing down the stretch, hit some big threes. It was a great team win to end a three-game losing skid. The Mavs had lost five of their six games coming into that game, so it was much needed for morale, you know, because immediately following that seven-game win streak, you lose five out of six, you know, people starting to question whether or not, you know, you really are a title-contending dark horse. You know, there was a lot of hype about the Mavs when they were on that seven-game win streak, and then it kind of died down a little bit over that that skid, but they got back on track, and you know, they did so against the Pistons in Detroit. And then look, I know people look at this game and be like, "Oh, the Mavs gave up 124 points to the Pistons, and you know, they only won by 18 and all that." This was more of a blowout than what the final score, you know, indicated. I'm pretty sure the Mavs could have given up, or would have given up, closer to like that 105 range if they had kept all of their starters in, you know, down the stretch, but it didn't happen that way. Now, Luka, he ended up, even though it was a blowout, he ended up playing until about the 3-minute mark or so of the fourth quarter because, you know, he was chasing history, and he only needed one rebound to have his sixth consecutive 30-point triple-double, which is an all-time NBA record. He was tied with Russell Westbrook after the last game, and he finally got it in this game. It was so funny because he was only one rebound away from getting it, and then all of a sudden the Pistons just started making everything in the fourth quarter. It's like they could sense that Luka was about to make history, and they were doing all they could to stop that history from happening. So that the Pistons went on a hot streak, making several shots in a row. And then finally they missed, and Luka was in position and got his 10th rebound. But again, NBA history for Luka, 6 consecutive 30-point triple-doubles. That's an NBA record. He also had, I mean, he has 5 consecutive 35-point triple-doubles, which was already an NBA record after he did it for a fourth time in the last game. So, awesome, awesome stuff from Luka. He finished with 39 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, shot 13 of 24 overall, only 4 of 13 from 3 tonight. So most of his misses, you know, he missed 11 shots on the night, and 9 of those 11 shots were misses from 3. And then he hit 9 of 10 free throws too. So he was great. Kyrie Irving in just 30 minutes. Shot 50% from the field and from 3, finished with 21 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Daniel Gafford was awesome. Daniel Gafford in just 24 minutes had 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks while shooting 7 of 7 from the field. And he was a team high plus 22 on the night, his second consecutive game starting. So great stuff from him. According to Mavs PR, Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, and Lively didn't play in this Pistons game. He was out due to personal reasons. According to Mavs PR, Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively are the first pair of teammates to record a streak of at least 18 field goals made in the same season since at least 1997-98. So, again, they're the first pair of teammates to record a streak of at least 18 made field goals in the same season. So, very efficient big men the Mavs now have. It's great to see. You know, sometimes one or the other might struggle a little bit, and, I mean, that's fine. You know, it's going to happen, but that's the luxury of having two of them. You know, earlier in the season, when something happened with Lively, when he tweaked his ankle or whatnot, and he had to miss games, it was just like, oh, man, you're basically just – you're stuck with Powell. And, you know, Maxi Kleber was hurt too at the time, and there just wasn't a lot of depth. Well, now when Lively misses, you have a guy with a similar profile, physical profile, athletic profile, can set good screens, catch lobs, very efficient around the rim. So you're not just completely screwed when Lively has to miss. And when they both play, it's a real luxury because, you know, you never have to. Now, I know Jason Kidd, he might choose to go small and put Maxi at the 5 sometimes, which, you know, hasn't been great lately. But if he wanted to, he could go a full game without having either Lively or Gafford off the court. So great stuff from Lively in Detroit. Derek Jones Jr. had a very efficient game. It was his second straight game starting. You know, the starting lineup before these last two games was Luka, Kyrie, Josh Green, PJ Washington, and Derek Lively. These last two games, it's been Luka, Kyrie, Derek Jones Jr., PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. So, you know, Derek Jones Jr. and Gafford have subbed in for Josh Green and Lively in that starting lineup here lately. And the Mavs have, you know, you got to give credit to Kidd for making the adjustment that, you know, was definitely needed. You know, they needed a shakeup of some kind given how things were going. And so far, it has paid off because they've won 2 in a row. So, some other stuff. Oh, yeah, Derek Jones Jr., like I said, 18 minutes as a starter for a second consecutive start. Had 12 points, 4 steals, and a block in 18 minutes and shot 5 of 7 overall. His only 2 misses were his 2 three-point attempts. So, Derek Jones Jr., very efficient in a very, you know, modest amount of playing time. PJ Washington, you know, it wasn't his best game, but, you know, he didn't shoot the – he just didn't really take that many shots. He only played – he played 29 minutes. He only took 4 shots. He was 2 of 4 overall, hit a 3, had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. He was plus 4 on the night. So, he wasn't really as much of a factor in this game, but, you know, he wasn't a negative either. So, we would like to see the Mavs get P.J. Washington more involved. And not just spotting up from three, not just like, you know, the Tim Hardaway Jr. thing where he just waits for the ball and then jacks up threes. We would like to see the Mavs start to get P.J. Washington involved in more complex actions, you know, going toward the rim. Obviously, we know he can catch lobs. His floater game is amazing. P.J. Washington is probably has the best floater of any Mavericks since they had Justin Jackson back in the day. And Justin Jackson didn't get to play a lot. But his floater game was immaculate, and P.J. Washington's is on that level with Justin Jackson. So would love to see them get him more involved in that kind of stuff because he is talented. He's very talented, and, you know, if the three-point shot is not falling, you have to do something else to get him involved. And he could be like a Swiss Army knife kind of guy. So, and he knows how to, you know, if he's closer to the rim too, we know he can grab offensive rebounds. We've seen him fight for offensive rebounds several times. So definitely want to see that happen going forward, you know, as we get closer to the postseason, this final stretch, very important stretch if the Mavs are going to, you know, climb out of this play-in range. Tim Hardaway Jr., another guy I wanted to talk about because he has been catching the, you know, the ire of Mavs Twitter lately. And I mean, look, I've been one of the people, I've written about it, and you know, I've been very clear when I've talked about it, when I've written about it. It's nothing about Tim Hardaway Jr. as a person. I mean, he's a great guy. He's probably one of the highest character guys the Mavs have ever had. And that's saying something because they've had a ton of high character guys come through the organization over the past handful of years. Tim Hardaway Jr. is one of those guys. He's a consummate pro. He is, you know, he's one of those guys that you want to have in your locker room, that you want to have on your bench. Like, he's just a really good dude. And when shots are falling, he is electric, and he makes a huge difference for this team. But when shots aren't falling, his defensive shortcomings are too much to overcome. And with the struggles leading up to tonight's game, the criticism was warranted. And it wasn't really Tim Hardaway Jr.'s fault so much as it was Jason Kidd's. Because, you know, when he was struggling as much as he was, Kidd should have, you know, let him take a seat for a little bit and then bring him back later and try instead of just having him struggle as much as he did, because that was a big, big part. Not the only reason, but Tim Hardaway Jr.'s struggles was a big part of why the Mavs skid, you know, and lost 5 out of 6 games before winning these last two. So in Detroit, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr. went to Michigan. You know, maybe he got a home cooked meal the night before, or was planning to do so tonight or something like that. But whatever it was, he ended up having a great game off the bench. In 18 minutes, he scored 17 points, hit 4 of his 8 threes. You know, when he's hitting threes, it's just a completely different dynamic for this Mavs offense. You know, you go from being able to score 120 plus to getting up to 142 like they did, tonight. So it was really good to see Timmy get back on track, and hopefully that carries over into these following games for the Mavs, because we got some big ones coming up. They finish off this brief 2-game road trip. Won't be a long flight for them, going from Detroit to Chicago. They play the Chicago Bulls on Monday night, and then they go back home for a couple of huge games. Just for one. They play back-to-back games, but the first one's at home and the second one's on the road. So they fly back home from Chicago. They play the Golden State Warriors on Wednesday. And then they fly to Oklahoma City and play the Thunder on Thursday next week. So, and then that next weekend, Sunday, they play the Denver Nuggets in a 2:30 tip-off game. So, big, big week of Mavs basketball coming up. The Chicago game should be a win if the Mavs take care of business, but, you know, the Bulls have been playing, you know, great basketball themselves, and they're trying to stay in their play-in position in the East. And so, you know, it's they have something to play for, and it's not going to be like the Pistons, who don't really have anything to play for at this point in the season, other than developing. So, even though the Mavs are by far the better team, but they're going to be on the road, and the Bulls have something to play for, so you can't overlook them. So that'll be a tough game. Hopefully the Mavs come out with a win in that one and ride a three-game win streak going into that game against Golden State. Steph Curry hurt his ankle, and they said the last update from Woj was that the Warriors were going to reevaluate him on Tuesday to see, you know, how long he was going to have to miss. So he's at least missing these next couple of games for the Warriors, I think. We'll have to see if he ends up playing against Dallas on Wednesday. It doesn't sound like it from how these updates are going, but either way, I mean, whether Steph plays or not, you know, the Mavs should be able to win that game if they play up to their abilities. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. And then, obviously, the OKC game, last time the Mavs played OKC was it was the first game with P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford playing after the trade deadline. And they blew out the Thunder 146 to 111. So we'll see if that kind of success can continue against the, you know, arguably the number one team in the NBA. Well, the Celtics are the number one team in the NBA. But the Oklahoma City Thunder are currently the number one team in the West. So that'll be a big game. And then finishing off that huge week of Mavs basketball again, is going to be against the Denver Nuggets at that 2:30 start. I'll actually be at that game. I'm actually, you know, it's not going to be for business. You know, I might write something for DallasBasketball.com. If I have time, I'll do a brief post-game pod as well. But, you know, I'm mainly just going out there as like a mental detox. I'm going to take some PTO. Which I haven't done all season, and I'm so ready for it. So I'm taking Friday off, Saturday off, Sunday will be the game. Might do some stuff, you know, post-game with that. And then that following Monday, I'll be off as I head back home too. But the goal is to, you know, it's kind of like my own personal all-star break so I can be refreshed for this final run toward the playoffs. But okay, so look, before we get into some other stuff here, just some housekeeping, some stuff that we have up on DallasBasketball.com, I just want to talk to you guys about Prize Picks, because right now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for the playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. So get in on the excitement with Prize Picks. Again, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your latest hoops knowledge into serious cash. And guys, if you want to get up to $100 matched on your first deposit, be sure to use our promo code STEPBACK. It's all one word, all lowercase letters. Download the app today and use our promo code STEPBACK for a first deposit match up to $100. Be sure to do that, guys. Now, obviously, the Mavs don't play on Sunday, but I do have a couple picks I'm going to make. Jalen Green, he's coming off a really good game the other night against who was that? I can't even remember who the Rockets played, and I wrote about it for we have a DallasBasketball.com, you know, Mike Fisher is, you know, my boss, and we have 5 total NBA sites, and one of them is the Rockets site. And I'm trying to see who the Rockets played the other night. I can't believe I can't remember this. I might just have to make my picks anyway. But it was the Spurs. Was it the Spurs?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on just a second, y'all. This is going to drive me nuts. I got to go to the daggum. It was the Portland Trailblazers. Okay. So now I remember what happened. Now I remember what I wrote about. Because Jalen Green got a steal in transition and threw down one of the nastiest poster dunks I have ever seen on Anthony Simons. It was unbelievable. It's one of the I haven't seen a poster dunk like what he did in a long time. So you can go to InsideTheRockets.com and read the quick piece that I wrote there about that dunk and watch the replay and all that. But anyway, so the Rockets play the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night. Obviously, you know, the Mavs would love for the Rockets to beat the Kings, given that they're currently ahead of the Mavs in the standings. And the over-under for Jalen Green coming off a 26-point night, his points over-under is 18.5. I'm taking the over. You know, he's on a hot streak lately. Especially over his last five games or so, he's really just come on strong. So I'm taking the over for Jalen Green there. And hopefully, you know, the Rockets can beat the Sacramento Kings on Sunday and, you know, help the Mavs inch closer to that that playoff spot they're trying to get to and avoid the play-in tournament. In that same game, De'Aaron Fox over under 26.5 points. Again, I'm going to take the over as fast as Fox plays. And, you know, I do think the Rockets will play good enough to keep that game close. I think that'll be enough for Fox to get over 26.5 points. I think he can get at least 27 points or more. And then, finally, Domantas Sabonis, his over-under for rebounds, 14.5. I'm going to – look, it's – I want to say over, but I'm going to go under here. I'm going to go under for Sabonis, you know, with Sengun for the Rockets. He's been playing well. I think, you know, he could give Sabonis a little bit of trouble in this game. Maybe it won't turn out that way, but I'm going to take a chance and say under 14.5 rebounds for Sabonis. You know, maybe he gets in foul trouble or something. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, again, You know, if you guys want to get up to $100 matched on your first deposit, be sure to use our promo code STEPBACK on PrizePicks. It's really easy to use. A lot of different stuff you can do on there. So go download the app and take a look at it and see what you think. And, you know, come back in our YouTube comments or find me on Twitter and, you know, let me know what your picks are coming up. Not just for the, you know, the game that I talked about, but future Mavs games too. You know, if you have certain picks that you're confident about, you know, that would be cool. You know, let us know about it. We want to see what you guys are thinking in these games too. So, okay. Standings watch time. So right now, currently, let me go back to the NBA scoreboard here first before I get into the standings, because let's see. I know the Suns lost tonight, so that was big for the Mavs. They caught the Celtics, who had lost two in a row, so you knew the Celtics weren't going to lose three games in a row, right? Devin Booker was out for the Suns with an injury, so the Celtics handled business and beat the Suns 117-107. The Spurs, how about the Spurs coming out and beating the Warriors, you know, who have been playing really good lately. Now, obviously, the Warriors don't have Steph, so that changes the dynamic. But still, the Spurs are a lottery team. And, you know, they came out and beat a Warriors team that had been playing really good basketball lately. So, those two games went in the Mavs' favor. Now, tomorrow, the Mavs don't play, but there's a couple games that we'll be keeping an eye on. At 5 p.m. early start time in Atlanta, the Hawks, who are still, you know, kind of in, you know, they're in that 10th spot in the East play-in tournament, and they've got about a 4.5 game cushion on the Brooklyn Nets, but they're only a game and a half away from, you know, catching the Bulls, and they're 5.5 games away from moving up to 8th with the Pacers. So probably not going to catch the Pacers. I guess we'll have to see, but, you know, they could catch the Bulls and end up having a home game for that winner go home 9-10 play-in game. So the Hawks have something to play for, and they're playing the New Orleans Pelicans, who are currently 5th in the West. Mavs are, let's see. Yeah, the Pelicans are 5th in the West. The Mavs are currently 2.5 games behind the Pelicans, and they tied in the season series. And then the Mavs are only one game behind the Sacramento Kings, who moved into 6th tonight. And they're also only one game behind the Suns, who are in 7th right now. And the Mavs have the tiebreaker over the Suns for the season series. They won 2-1. They are currently down 0-1 against the Sacramento Kings, but they have two more games left against the Kings later this month. So that'll be two huge games. They could potentially have the tiebreaker over the Kings. Those two games, and then the three games the Mavs have against the Warriors left on the schedule, those five games total are just monumental for the Mavs and where they could potentially end up in the postseason picture. So it's close. The Mavs, in my opinion, they kind of control their own destiny because the Suns have the hardest remaining schedule left, and Booker's hurt, and you know, Bradley Beal can't stay healthy for long stretches. You know, they don't have a lot of center depth. And, you know, the Mavs, they have a fairly easy schedule down the stretch, even though there are some tough opponents left. So, you know, I feel like if the Mavs take care of business, they could easily sneak into that 6th spot in the West. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, at the very least, the Mavs, I think it's safe to say, the Mavs are going to be in the play-in tournament regardless. It's just a matter now of trying to climb out of that play-in tournament and not having to have your full season be on the line just in one or two games. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. The Houston Rockets are currently in that 11th spot, and the Mavs are 7.5 games ahead of them with about 18 games remaining. So, yeah, I mean, At the very least, the Mavs will be in that play-in tournament, but hopefully they can avoid it. So, again, you know, the Mavs fans will be rooting for the Hawks on Sunday afternoon when they take on the Pelicans. And then you have the Rockets playing the Kings. You know, the Rockets, again, You know, we talked about it during the prize pick segment, but, you know, hopefully the Rockets can defeat the Kings and, you know, do the Mavs a solid there. And then you have the Timberwolves and the Lakers. You know, the Lakers and the Warriors have been on the Mavs' tail in the standings in that ninth and tenth spot in the West. Warriors lost to the Spurs tonight, and then the Timberwolves are playing the Lakers tomorrow night. The Lakers lost the Lakers actually beat let me see who they beat on. I watched every game that I'm talking about. Like, I have actually watched them in the last few nights, but my brain is like scrambled eggs at this point. The Bucks. The Lakers beat the Bucks on Thursday night, 123 to 122, and D'Angelo Russell, with LeBron James out, shot 17 of 25 from the field and had 44 points. So, I don't think that's sustainable play, but you got to tip your hat to D'Angelo Russell. So, you know, maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, coming off a loss, maybe they can handle business and give the Lakers another loss and give the Mavs even more cushion over the Lakers and the Warriors there. But, guys, look, I appreciate y'all coming in and listening to me ramble for a little bit. Again, I wanted to do a couple of different pods between the last one I did last week and now. But like I said, life be lifing, stuff happens. It's okay. I mean, at the very least, I'm always going to come on here and give you guys at least one pod per week. But, you know, as we go down the final stretch of this season and into the postseason, and I'm going to recharge my batteries a little bit next weekend when I go on a little mini getaway to Dallas, since, you know, most of you guys know I don't actually live in Dallas. And then, you know, we're going to have a lot of content for you guys, not just on the pie, but at DallasBasketball.com as well. And speaking of DallasBasketball.com, please be sure to go over there. Check out all of our work. Our guy, Grant Afseth, you can find him on Twitter at Grant Afseth. He also does great work on his own YouTube channel. He has some stuff up about the Mavs win over the Pistons. He was there in Detroit on the ground getting some good stuff for us as always. He's got two separate pieces up, one on the Mavs win over the Pistons, and then another one about Luka's NBA history, his triple-double NBA history that he made on the night as well. Got some other stuff too. Skip Bayless, who normally, you know, doesn't have anything good to say about Luka or the Mavs, he actually complimented Luka recently, and he called him the best offensive player in the league. Said even though he's an Oklahoma City Thunder fan and a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fan, he said Luka was better. He admitted to that. And so I thought that was interesting. We have something up on that. We have something up on Steph Curry's injury and how it could affect next week's Mavs-Warriors game. There's some really good stuff going back to that that Miami Heat game, and, you know, Dante Exum having a huge clutch performance in the fourth quarter. Just lots of good stuff. So be sure to go over there and do that. Read all of our recent work over at DallasBasketball.com. Be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Go to the comments in the videos and give us your takes. If you agree with something, if you disagree, if you have another topic you want to talk about, whatever, go to those comments, tag us in it. Let's talk. We want to hear from you guys. So, guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend. Be safe out there. We'll see you next time.